Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
1380 WPHM. This year, especially with COVID, we are relying more and more on delivery people to bring us groceries, to bring us a pizza, to bring us all those things that we order from online retailers. And a lot of us are concerned about what that's doing to the environment. And they're concerned about that at Ford Motor Company as well. Joining us right now, Global Marketing Director, Electric Trucks and Commercial Vehicles at Ford, Yara Hepman. Yara, good morning and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. My pleasure.
You guys have got a pretty important, significant announcement that you're making. Now, I want to start, though, by talking about the survey that you took about these concerns people have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we recently did a survey in the U.S. and in Europe asking customers about their preferences for delivery vehicles. And specifically, the reason we're asking about delivery vehicles is e-commerce has been on a very strong upward trend. Just the first quarter of this year is about a 32% year-over-year increase, and Q2 of this year is about a 44% increase. And I probably don't have to tell you why that is, right? With COVID and people wanting to be at home, it's more important. So what we found in the survey, though, is more than half of Americans and just over 60% of Brits care about the environmental impact of the goods being delivered to their homes. And nearly half of American Brits, Americans and Brits are even willing to wait longer for a delivery by a zero emissions vehicle. So it shows that there is a customer demand for deliveries to be done in more sustainable ways than they are today.
All right, that's interesting. And were you surprised by these results?
Not at all. And quite honestly, in speaking to our commercial customers, most of these big companies already have sustainability goals in place. You know, we've seen movements inspired by Greta Thunberg and certainly other consumer movements pushing companies to deliver goods and services in much more sustainable ways. And this is exactly why we're so excited to reveal the all-new, all-electric Ford E-Transit just in a couple weeks here on November 12th.
All electric. Tell us more about this vehicle. This is amazing.
Well, let me take a quick step back and talk about Ford Motor Company with vans in general. So we've been the leader for commercial vans for 41 years in the U.S. And the way we've accomplished this is by meeting the unique needs of our customers. Incidentally, this is why you see over 60 combinations coming out of the plant. It's all about having the right tool for the right job. And when it comes to electric vehicles, on average, it costs about half as much to operate an electric vehicle as an internal combustion engine. So for commercial customers who, of course, are very focused on total cost of ownership, or said another way, cents per mile, having the ability to do the job with an electric vehicle is that much more important. And just like with our internal combustion engine Transit, the E-Transit will also come in three roof heights, three body lengths, a chassis cab, and a cutaway, meaning whether you're installing cable or delivering packages, you will have the right tool that is also now electric.
Wow, this is cutting edge stuff. When are we going to start seeing these vehicles? What's the what's your timeline here?
Before the end of next year, so it'll be late 2021 availability. And the reason we're communicating it relatively early to our customers is it's a step function switching over to electricity. You have to think about how you're going to charge the vehicle, all the different factors. Certainly a lot less maintenance involved with electric vehicles, but thoughts that customers have to go through. So we want to make sure that our customers have ample time to prepare and truly think through all the factors that will be involved with electrifying their fleets.
Well, that's a good point, because that is going to be a big shift for the users of these vehicles, isn't it?
It is a big shift, but it's a welcome shift. It's something that we hear directly not only from the public, as the survey data shows, but from these corporations that are recognizing that there is a better way in certain instances to go by having an electrified solution.
Well, I mean, let's face it, e-commerce isn't going away. It certainly has been kicked up a notch this year because of COVID concerns. But I think that's just a habit that we're all going to get used to, even post-COVID. We're still going to be relying on delivery services a lot, aren't we?
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I think it's almost an unwritten rule that if as a customer I can get something done for me that's easier and just as effective, I will lean towards that solution. So if I never have to leave my doorstep to have my vehicle serviced, my packages delivered, or my dogs washed and that can be done in the driveway, I will, chances are, look to do so as a consumer. And I think it's just further supporting the trend towards electrification that we at Ford Motor Company feel strongly about. The e-Transit is just one more part of our $11.5 billion commitment to electrification. And by 2022, we've committed to electrify our iconic brands, including Mustang, F-150, and now, of course, the Transit van.
Wow. Exciting stuff. This is a big deal. This is a significant announcement, isn't it?
Absolutely. For us and for our commercial customers, we think that this is a tremendous shift. And for the vocations like e-commerce that we just talked about, it's something that will truly enable a better way for the work to be done.
All right. Yarrow, thanks a lot for telling us about it. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to talk, Paul, and appreciate it.
All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Global Marketing Director, Electric Trucks and Commercial Vehicles at Ford Motor Company, Yarrow Hetman, telling us about the big announcement coming up on November 12th, the introduction of Ford Zero Emissions e-Transit vehicle for deliveries.